Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo asking for all general elections dispute to be resolved through the Constitutional Court. Indonesia and Netherlands collaborate to improve industrial competitiveness and exports. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo requested that all disputes related to the 2019 simultaneous general elections be resolved through the Constitutional Court. Antara reported that President Joko Widodo at a press conference at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday stated that he greatly appreciated the steps to be taken by Prabowo Subianto and Sandiaga Uno, who would bring the 2019 presidential election dispute to the Constitutional Court. President Joko Widodo believes that the judges at the Constitutional Court will decide according to facts and determine the justice properly. President Joko Widodo ensures that the security situation and condition are still under control, so the community does not need to be worried. Antara reported that President Joko Widodo had a press statement at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday affirmed that the general election was one of the events of Indonesia's long journey. As head of state, President Joko Widodo has a high obligation to keep political and security stability under control. The government of the Republic of Indonesia and the Dutch Kingdom have agreed to collaborate in a bid to increase the competitiveness of the national industry and the expansions of the market for the export of local products to the European region. This collaboration was signed in a Memorandum of Understanding between the Ministry of Industry of Indonesia and the Center for the Promotions of Imports from Developing Countries, which is a body under the Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This agreement is a follow-up to the previous period of cooperation between the two sides regarding the MOU on Industrial Technical Cooperation, Technical Arrangement for the Technical Sector, and the Food Sector, which ended April 2018. As quoted by Antara, Secretary of Directorate General of Resilience, Regionalism and Access to International Industry, Restu Yuni Widayati said in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday that the Memorandum of Understanding would be valid for 5 years, 2019 to 2023, and focusing on seaweed extract products, essential oils and plant extracts that would target the cosmetics and supplement market in Europe. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that the trade war between the United States and China has a direct impact on developing countries. Speaking at the Wall Street Journal CEO conference held in Tokyo, Japan, as quoted by Business Indonesia from its official account on Wednesday, Minister Sri Mulyani said that the ego of the war between both superpower countries has an impact on the global investment sector and commodity prices. With uncertain conditions, developing countries, including Indonesia, need to be aware of these conditions. For Indonesia, the impact of the trade war between the two countries has increasingly put pressures on the domestic economy. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Darmin Nasution, is sure that the impact of the May 22nd mass demonstration would not have a significant impact on the condition of investment in the country. As quoted by CNN Indonesia, Minister Darmin Nasution says in Jakarta on Wednesday that the weakening of the rupiah and the composite stock price index that had occurred since the opening on Wednesday morning would not last long. He emphasized that overall the mass action that occurred could still be controlled by the security forces. Thus, the effect is not serious for the domestic economy. The Indonesian Food and Beverage Entrepreneurs Association is optimistic that it can grow optimally this year, provided the economy is conducive. Responding to the current political situation, Chairman of the Indonesian Food and Beverage Entrepreneurs Association, Adi Lukman, suggested that all parties must use the Constitutional Court to solve their problems. As quoted by Antara, Adi Lukman appreciated President Joko Widodo to call for unity of all Indonesian people. He also hopes that the atmosphere can be more conducive so that business people and consumer believes in the national political and economic situation. The large manga exhibition outside Japan will be open at the British Museum in London, England, this weekend. This will be the largest exhibition in the world for location category that is not held in its home country. As quoted by Republic Online on Wednesday, manga refers to comics or cartoons that are strongly Japanese nuanced. In the exhibition, the fame of the manga will be displayed from 19th century of Japanese artist Hukko Sai. In addition, the exhibition, which will take place from May 23rd to August 26th, will feature a variety of manga histories and various designs, techniques and narratives that drive their works. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati.
Listener, here is commentary today, entitled Agricultural Products Show Impressive Performance. Indonesia's agricultural sector has kept showing impressive achievements in the recent years. This can be seen from the surge in export value and the increase in gross domestic product or GDP, which contributes to economic growth and declines the poverty rate. Since 2015, exports of agricultural products have experienced a surge compared to the previous period. In 2015, the volume of agricultural exports reached 40.4 million tons. In 2014, the volume only reached 36.1 million tons. In 2017, the value reached 41.3 million tons. The number kept increasing in 2018, which rose to 42.5 million tons. If accumulated, the total exports have reached 1,764 trillion rupiah over the past 4 years. Various achievements in the Indonesian agriculture sector received appreciation from several international delegations who attended the regional conference on strengthening Southeast Asia's food security, nutrition, and farmers' welfare through United Nations Decade of Family Farming in Jakarta more recently. Deputy Country Director of World Food Programme Peter Holzberg admitted he was impressed with the achievements of Indonesian agriculture sector development in the recent years, especially related to development initiatives focused on infrastructure, capacity building, training, and efforts to bring access for small farmers to local and international markets. Furthermore, IFAD Country Program Manager for the Pacific, Taufik El Zabri, acknowledged that the efforts made by Indonesian governments were enough to inspire and encourage other countries to do the same in pushing the development of agricultural sector. He was impressed with the models of capacity building, training, infrastructure development, and efforts to increase the added value. According to him, the support made by Indonesian government has been considered successful and shows an increase in farmers' income, improved nutritional status, and better education and living. Quoting the FFTC website, the Food Sustainability Index, released by the Economist Intelligence Unit in 2016, placed Indonesian agriculture sector at the 25th of 113 countries and 16th for agriculture sustainability. When the national exports are weakening, the achievement of agricultural sector is very encouraging because Indonesian agricultural products show impressive performance. It is appropriate for agriculture to become the backbone of Indonesian economy, given that many agricultural products have potential export. Well, listener, that's the commentary.
Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back, listener. Here is our regular program today in history. And let's start from an event on May 23, 1906, when Wright brothers received aircraft patent rights. Wright brothers, who consisted Orville Wright and Wilbur Wright, were generally appreciated on their first effective aircraft design, which used machine aircraft. On May 23, 1906, they received the U.S. patent rights for the machine's aircraft, namely machine or vehicle or anything which is able to fly on an atmosphere. Thank you.
The next event is on World Turtle Day. World Turtle Day is the day which is annually commemorated throughout the world on May 23rd. The day was initiated for the first time by non-governmental organization American Tortoise Rescue in 1990 and commemorated for the first time in 2000. The commemoration aims to attract attention of international people on the existence of turtles, to enhance knowledge and to honor the existence of turtles. The commemoration encourages all parties throughout the world to assist turtles which are threatened to survive and breed. The last event is that in 1997, Mohammad Khatami was selected as Iranian president. Mohammad Khatami is an Iranian intellectual, philosopher, and politician. He was installed as president on May 23, 1997, and re-elected on June 8, 2001, for the second time. Most of Iranian women and youth elected Khatami because his promise to increase women's status and to be responsive on demand of Iranian young generation. Khatami is considered as the first Reformation president in Iran because his campaign focused on law enforcement and democracy. But the principle of government was often contradictory with hardline and conservative Islamic groups in the government of Iran, which dominated organization of the main government, such as Protection Council, whose member was elected by great leader. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Ya Ramadan, syarafta ya syahrul Qur'an, ahlan wa sahlan ya Ramadan.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to My Indonesia. In today's edition, titled Ministry of Environment Holds Plastic Waste Clean Campaign. Ministry of Environment and Forestry continues to campaign the danger of using plastic. Moreover, since 2018, this has been done through a campaign, Control Plastic Waste. Precisely in Ramadan 2019, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry held a campaign, Control Plastic Waste, on the Jagorawi Toll Road, KM 10, Kilometer 10, Cibubur, Jakarta, on Saturday, May 18, with the tagline, Takjil Asyik, Rest Area Cantik, Tanpa Plastik, or Fun Takjil, Beautiful Rest Area, No Plastic. The activity aims to invite visitors, managers, and tenant rest areas to reduce the use of disposable plastics in daily activities. Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar said that plastic control needs to be done since the waste is considered dangerous to humans in long period. Plastic waste control is carried out by, among others, plastic management through reduction of sources. Reducing from the sources includes on the important days, such as Eid or Lebaran and going home. Minister Siti Nurbaya revealed that rest area becomes the target of the Control of Plastic Waste campaign this year because the rest area is one of places that mostly visited during the Lebaran homecoming season. Many people usually doing various activities and have the potential to make junk pile. This caused the rest area becomes an uncomfortable and slum place. The campaign was carried out by involving elementary, junior high, and senior high school students who won the Adiwiyata National Award as the environmental young generation. They are expected to be a model in controlling plastic waste. Before carrying out the campaign, around 60 students and 15 teachers from 7 national Adiwiyata schools received capacity building from the Ministry of Environment and Forestry and Green Narration Foundation in the form of lectures, discussions, and games. During the talk show, there was presented an inspiring young generation, Tasya Rosalina, a student of Surya University's Environmental Engineering Study Program. She became the core team in the World Cleanup Day, or WCD campaign, a global clean waste action, which was held in 155 countries. Indonesia has 3.3 million participants in the World Cleanup Day, WCD, which was declared the most participant number. During the campaign, students held interaction with visitors to provide input and counseling to the community, change disposable plastic bags from visitors with reuse bags, and provide souvenirs that support an eco-friendly lifestyle and reduce plastic waste. The souvenirs include tumblers, reuse bags and stainless straws. In addition to the campaign, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry also prepared takjil, or fast-breaking food, with non-plastic packaging. That was today's My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to today's Indonesian Wonder, and we will introduce you Kosakura Hills in Yogyakarta. If you love camping while seeing the beauty of blue sky, Yogyakarta become suitable tourism destination for you. In Gunung Kidul Region C, there is Kosakora Hills, an ideal location for camping. From the hill, you can see the beauty of South Sea panorama. Kosakora Hills is located at Banjarejo, Tanjung Sari, Gunung Kidul Region C, Yogyakarta. It takes around 1 to 2 hours of travel time from Yogyakarta. To enter the hills, you can go through Drini Bridge with entrance ticket of 10,000 rupiah per person. From Drini Beach, to reach the peak of Kosakora Hills, you should pass through the road about 800 meters. Interestingly, you can see the beauty of surrounding nature along the road. The peak of Kosakora Hills was the result of exocars phenomenon in Gunung Kidul. Some beautiful panoramas such as Ngrumput Beach, Drini, Watu Kodok, Sepanjang, and Kukup Beaches, as well as Lighthouse of Baron, can be seen from the hills with 50 meters high above sea surface. Many tourists come and want to enjoy the beautiful panorama of Kosakora Hills or only for selfie with the expanse of South Sea as its background landscape. The location of the hills with wide areas becomes an ideal location for camping. You also can see the sunset and sunrise on Kosakora Hills during you do camping. The name of Kosakora was created by a group of nature lovers who set the tent for camping on the hills. They did not bring anything as their stock, but only a piece of newspaper, then the name of Kosakora was created. Kosakora is an acronym of Koran Sak Lembar, Kopi Ora Ono, means a piece of newspaper, no coffee. If you are interested to come to Kosakora Hills, there are some tips for you. It's better to come to the hills around 15 local time, where the temperature is not too hot. If you want to set tents, it is the right time to wait sunset. The last tips, if you do not bring your own tent, you can rent it from the office on the hills with a rental price about 60,000 to 70,000 rupiah. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia. Mungkinkah adanya api cinta antara kita?
Apakah ini pertanda tumbuhnya benih-benih cinta? Hari demi hari berlalu, raguku dibuatmu beribu tanya di hati. Apakah dirimu rasakan yang sama? Apakah ini pertanda? cinta antara kita, ataukah semua ini salah duga? Aku yang hanya guess saja.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, welcome back in our segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information about Bali Arts Festival 2019. On June the 15th to July the 13th, 2019, the longest art festival in Indonesia, called Bali Arts Festival, will be held. Bali Arts Festival will perform abundant Balinese arts and cultures. Tens of thousands of Balinese artists are scheduled to take part in the 47th festival, which will celebrate wind as source of life through the theme Bayu Pramana, Memuliakan Sumber Daya Angin. Bali Arts Festival will be officially opened by President Joko Widodo on Saturday night, 15th of June. The opening ceremony will be conducted at Wardi Budaya Arts Center, a wide cultural complex in East Denpasar. Bali Arts Festival will be opened on June the 15th with street parade. More than 100,500 players will join the parade on Jalan Raya Puputan Renon, Denpasar, by going around Banjar Sandi Monument. In addition to showing art and cultural performance throughout Bali, the parade will involve art groups from other regions in Indonesia and abroad, such as Papua, Sumenep in East Java, India, and China. In addition to the art performance, there will be art and craftsman exhibition, workshop, seminar, competition, and original traditional foods of Bali. For the first time, Bali Arts Festival was held in 1979 when former governor Ida Bagus Mantra decided that the government had to provide room and finance to promote local culture and to keep aesthetic community. For 41 years old in its existence, Bali Arts Festival has become media to find again and to preserve Balinese culture, which are unique and famed art and culture, in a bid to enhance people's welfare. Through the annual event, it is hoped that Balinese people's policy and authentic philosophy is either to maintain or to grow and spread to other parts of the world. That was our segment for today, Miscellany, featuring Bali Arts Festival 2019. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to the segment of Music Corner. Today, I will present you to a religious song entitled Keagungan Tuhan, sung by Rita Effendi. The song created by A. Malik Buzaid was firstly popularized by senior singer Ida Laila. The song, released in 1964, managed to popular and booming at that time. Until now, about 40 musicians in Indonesia have rearranged the song Keagungan Tuhan, including Dlawit, Titik Sandora, Ike Nurjana, Vidi Aldiano, and Iis Dahlia. This song invites listeners to repent and continue to do good deeds before the end of life. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Keagungan Tuhan. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku sadari akhirnya ke telah membawa jiwa dan ragaku ke dalam dunia. hari akhirnya tiada tuanya tempat memohon beraneka pinta tempat berlindung dari segala mara bahaya. Dan dosa selama ini aku tak menjalankan perintah tak perlukan namamu tenggelam melupakan dirimu. Oh Tuhan mohon ampun atas dosa dan
Voice of Indonesia.
Bahwa kita
memang
pasti bersama kita. Bila jalani hidup dengan cinta, memberi dengan rela, terima dengan suka, setia, sabar dan percaya.
Yang terbaik sepenuh jiwa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. www.voiceofindonesia.co.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.